Welcome to another inspirational podcast from Nations Church. For more great content and updates, visit nationschurch.com.
Before I go on, I just want to pray because God knows we need prayer right now. Holy Spirit, help. Holy Spirit, do what only you can do. We didn't come to hear some person give their opinions and thoughts. We came for a divine encounter with you, Holy Spirit. We came to hear what you want to say. So would you minister to us right now in Jesus' name? Everybody right now, wherever you are, said amen. Hey, I know we're going to be in for an incredible remaining time of the service. I love how Jesus said in Matthew 18, he said, hey, listen, the precedent for me moving is pretty simple. It's to have two or three gathered, and there I am in the midst. And so I'm believing right now, I'm preaching and sharing this word, and you're receiving it. Man, we got two people. And so God's going to move right now. The priesthood has already been set. And as you heard, my name is Gareth, and married to the beautiful Jess. We have two kids, Micah and Alia, and we're the Belmont campus pastor. It's such a privilege today and such an honor to join you today and whatever time you're watching this service at. I know the Word of God today is going to minister to you in a powerful and profound way. Hey, before I go on really quick, I just want to honor all our healthcare workers, all our workers on the front line. I know I can't name them all right now, but as a church, we want to honor you. We want to applaud you. We want to say thank you for your sacrifice, for your work, sometimes the distancing from your own family, from whatever you're doing right now. We understand it must be a tremendous cost, but we want to say thank you. You are in our prayers, and we want to honor you for the sacrifice that you make on the front line to be Jesus's hands and feet in this season. So wherever you are, could you just give him a round of applause right now? Wherever you are, as a sign of our appreciation, thank you so much. Hey, what a crazy season we're literally in right now. I mean, this is wild. This is unprecedented. We're in a season where right now we're so busy. We're so busy doing so many different things. We're so busy doing so many bits and pieces in a time where the government has literally told us to slow down, like to work from home, to pull back. It seems like we're trying to get more busy than ever, right? Like, I mean, husbands all around the globe right now are having to do those projects that they put off for the last 10 years. I mean, there are wives everywhere rejoicing right now. There's tons of things happening in our homes. There's homeschooling our kids. There's worrying about our health. There's worrying about our job. There's worrying about this, that, and the other. But in this season, I want to ask you a really simple question today. And that is, how's your stillness? How's your stillness with God? How's your quiet place with God? Because in a world that is pulling and demanding and asking of everything right now more than ever, I believe as Christians, as believers of Jesus Christ, we are called to pray. We are called to reach the lost. We are called to see nations saved. We are called to see disciples made. We are called to see all these things, but it starts with stilling ourselves before God, with coming to God in our quiet place. I want to drop it on the scripture with you today, and it's from Isaiah 30, verse 15 to 18. And this is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. He says this, "In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you, O Israel, you would have none of it. You would have none of it. In fact, you said, we will flee on horses, therefore you will flee. You said, we will ride off on swift horses, therefore your pursuers will be swift." Jump down to verse 18. "Yet," don't you love that? Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up and show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait in him." God speaking to his people in the Old Testament. And his people, his chosen people of Israel. And they're in a bit of a tricky season, a bit of a tricky situation. They're facing a formidable opponent in the Babylonian army. They can't see any way out. They're not equipped for this. They're not equipped for this season. They're not equipped for what they're in right now. So they look at the battle ahead and say, "God, give us what they've got. We need something for this battle, so give us some horses. I mean, give us some chariots. Give us something to help us out in this battle." They're reaching for something. And in fact, if you read that verse, it's pretty clear that they were asking God for salvation and strength. They were asking God to be saved. They were asking God for strength. God says, I've given you the recipe for it, but you would have none of it. I can relate to them right now. Feels like we're living in pretty unprecedented times. Feels like we're facing a formidable opponent. And the thing is, wherever you're watching this right now, everyone on the face of this planet is looking for those two things, salvation and strength. To be saved. To be saved from what's happening around them, to be saved from the turmoil inside of them, for strength, to be strong, to be brave, to be courageous for their family, for their workplace, for their friends, for their relatives. Everyone's looking for those two things right now. And the good news, if you're watching this for the first time right now, I want to let you know that Jesus Christ is your salvation, that he came and died and paid a price for you. So you didn't have to work for it. In fact, you can rest in the fact that he already paid the price and his salvation is for you. And at the end of this message, we're going to give you an opportunity to invite him in as Lord, as Savior. So what matters in these moments? Well, in these moments where we feel so overwhelmed, which happens to us, it does, happens to the best of us. The question I want to ask you is, what are you reaching for? What are you reaching for? What are you reaching for to be saved? What are you reaching for to find your strength? Because there's times in our life, I had many of these this week, where we feel so overwhelmed. And you need to understand that every single person has a choice. You can either reach out to man or you can reach up to God. You can reach out to man or you can reach up to God. Gareth, what are you saying? That we shouldn't love people? That we shouldn't welcome people? No, friend, now more than ever, we should be Jesus's hands and feet and love people. Love your neighbor as yourself. But I'm saying that when we base our wisdom, when we base everything we know in our spiritual journey, all our knowledge, all our wisdom, everything we have, when we base it in man primarily and not in God, we're in trouble. Little wonder why it says in Proverbs chapter 19, it says, many are the plants, many are the ways, many are the desires of a man's heart, but ultimately it is the Lord's plans which prevail. And you say, Gaz, well, you know, this sounds great, but I don't know if it's really me. Well, how many times do we catch ourselves saying this? If I can just hold on to ... You finish that sentence. If I can just hold on to my job right now, if I can just hold on to my health, if I can just hold on to my family, if I can just hold on to that rental property, if I can just hold on a little bit longer to my employer, if I can just hold on. I myself in this season am guilty of saying those things. If I can just hold on myself. But I want to encourage you, friend, now more than ever, Zechariah 4:6 is so true in our lives that it's not by anything we can do. In fact, it's not by our own strength, our own wisdom. It's not by our power, but it's by God's Spirit, says the Lord God Almighty. This is a season to declare that truth over your life. How are we going to get through this season together? Simple, by God's Spirit, by His ways, by His power, by His provision, by His peace, by His purpose. Maybe that's why David said in Psalm 23, King David pens this. He says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. And then it says this, because of that, he restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Wow. Wow. Can I speak for a second to all the parents out there? Bedtime in my household, in my family, is a little like an open court hearing. And my child is presenting her argument to the jury. And it goes a little something like this. Alia, who's 4 years old, please, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, let me implore you, exhibit A, my water cup. Please, I know I've filled this up 10 times in the last 10 seconds, but consider my well-being. I need to stay awake. I need to stay up. I need more water now more than ever. My soul longs for this drink. Please, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, hear my cry. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, exhibit B, food. As you know, I'm a growing person and I am always hungry. And even though I didn't eat my dinner, please, I implore you, I need more food. Please call this number. Please dial this hotline. I need more food. Keep me awake to have more food. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, that is my presentation. I rest my case. Thank you for listening to me. It's a little bit like that. And of course, I'm the judge and the jury, so it's no, go to bed, see you later. But I feel like I'm getting a resounding amen from all the parents in the house in Nations Church right now. Ultimately, as a parent, I know that my daughter needs rest. And as the person who right now is in control with my wife of her life, I understand the ramifications of my daughter not getting rest in this season. Maybe that's why David said this, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." In other words, he is in complete control of my life. His rod and his staff, they comfort me, they give me direction, they give me correction. And even though he is the Lord of my life, he still, catch this, he still has to make me lie down in green pastures. Why? Because David says, hey, listen, I'm a human being. Like, I'm a punk. I know you are the Lord of my life, Jesus, but there's still times where I don't want to lie down. There's still times I don't want to rest. There's still times where I'm like that toddler. Just one more day, God. Just one more moment. Just one more hour. Just one more season. Let me do this by myself. And maybe the season that we're in right now is the still moment that you never knew you needed to have. He makes me lie down in green pastures. And if we're being honest, I think for myself in seasons where I've wrestled with being still before God, it's purely been because I haven't trusted him. Well, let me rephrase that. I've trusted him, but I've trusted him as a concept of God. Like, God, I trust you. I know what my word says. I know I can trust you with everything, but I'm going to give you the pieces of my life that you can deal with that are clean and easy. You know, like, God, bless my university studies, bless my grade, that easy. God, would you just take care of my family? That's good. But when it comes to my emotions, when it comes to maybe those things I'm dealing with that no one else sees, when it comes to maybe that addiction that no one else sees, when it comes to those messy areas of my life that no one else sees, God, I can't really give you that right now. And so sometimes I feel like when I'm being still, I feel like maybe I'm being still and I'm being scared. But you need to know that's not the Holy Spirit, friend, because the Holy Spirit did not come to condemn you. The Holy Spirit came to give you a conviction, to guide you. And I want to speak to every person right now listening through this, through whatever device you are listening to. Trust God with the messy areas of your life. Trust God with all of your emotions, everything that you have, because he is more than capable of taking every single thing in your life and turning it for good. He is a good, good Father. Ready, steady, be still. Ready, steady, be still is what I'm talking to you about today. And being still is not like this physical posture. It's not like, well, I'm just going to stay still for a second, God. Yep, this is going to please you. It's this area of our lives, area in the Bible that's interchangeable, synonymous with rest. So many times in the Bible, synonymous with trusting in God. You know what being still with God is doing? It's saying, God, I trust you in all areas of my life. God, I rest in your word. God, I rest in your promises. God, I rest in your ways. It's saying, God, I might do this first 100 meters of a journey myself, but I can't do this marathon of life without you. I might be okay in the first 100 meters, but in this marathon of life, God, you have control. That's when we need those moments of intimacy with God. I've got a young family, as I said before, Alia 4 and Micah 2. For many of my life, it feels like I've been in the cycle of sleep deprivation. For many of you parents, you'll know what I'm talking about. But at times, I feel like I've misdiagnosed myself in different spiritual seasons I've been in. I felt like, oh, you know, I'm just tired, when really I've been weary. And tired affects your body. You need replenishing. You need sleep. You often lose patience. But being weary, it affects your spirit. You need restoration. You need rest. It affects your perspective. And because your perspective is affected, your perseverance follows as well. You throw on the towel even before you get going, or even before you keep going on that marathon journey. This Greek word, ekekio, it means to be weak, to fail in heart, or to have your contentment exhausted, to have your contentment exhausted. And it's a little bit like your picture changing. Your perspective changing is a little bit like your picture changing. See, right now, I'm still preaching the word of God. My stance hasn't changed. My vision hasn't changed. I still believe the Holy Spirit is ministering right now to every person watching this. Nothing has changed. But what's changed in this moment is your picture. It's your perspective. Friends, let me tell you, the word of God does not change. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. He is not surprised by COVID-19 right now. He is not sitting up there saying, well, I better react to this. No, God is a constant. He is our ever-present help in times of trouble. So if God is constant, if He is reliable, if He does not change, then in this two-party relationship, perhaps I'm the variable. Perhaps in seasons where it seems difficult, in seasons where it's feeling challenging, it's not God's word that's changing. It's not His character that's changing, but it's my perspective that needs realignment. And when you are still and when you find your rest in God, there is a realignment that happens to your perspective. There is a realignment that happens to your perspective. True rest in God. True rest in God realigns your perspective. Maybe that's why Paul said in Philippians 4 verse 8 to think about whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is trustworthy. Think about those things. Meditate on those things because your perspective shifts when you come to God and you think about His goodness, His kindness, His mercy, His grace. Thank you, Jesus. Right now, I don't know what the season maybe looks like for you and your household. But I love that when I come to God in those still moments, He changes my perspective. This week, I wasn't sure about homeschooling. I wasn't sure what's happening in my house. I wasn't sure about the goings on. I mean, sometimes my house felt like a war zone this week with our kids. God began to speak to me as I began to trust Him again and rest in Him again. And He began to open my eyes and show me moments that I won't ordinarily get in other seasons. This week, for the first time, I had a devotion with my family before school, before my daughter had school. And when I say my family, not Jess and myself, Jess, myself, my daughter Alia, my son Micah. We've never done that before. But it's what God is wanting to do in this season of your life. For me, what a tremendous privilege to pastor my own family. I don't take that lightly. And I wonder what God is trying to show you, what God is trying to say to you in this season. And maybe you're too busy and you can't hear it. I wonder what He's trying to speak to you about in this season in your life that only comes from you being still and resting in God. I love what Psalm 46:10 says. I love it. Be still, know that I am God and I will be exalted in the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. I love that. Those moments of quietness, those moments where we're still, we're saying, God, I trust that You are God. God, I trust that Your ways are higher than my ways. God, I know that You will be exalted in the earth. God, that You will be exalted in the nations. You know, Jesus understands at times that we can all get weary. In fact, maybe that's why in Matthew chapter 11, 28 to 30, when Jesus is speaking, He says, hey, come to Me, all of you who are weary, all of you who are burdened, and I'll give you rest. Take My yoke, learn from Me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For My yoke is easy, My burden is light. I love what Jesus is saying. He's saying, hey, take what I have to offer you. And what's interesting is He doesn't say you won't have a burden to carry. He's just saying there will be a burden exchange. That what you're carrying is heavy, but what I've got is light. Let me tell you, friends, right now, nothing worse than a believer who in seasons that they're in carries things that God never intended for them to carry. And let me tell you, if you are doing that right now, your burden will be a barrier to your intimacy with God. If you do that right now, but if you take what he has to offer you, if you're still and your soul finds rest in him, that burden will then be a blessing that will unlock so many untold areas of your life. And if you're feeling weary right now, can I suggest to you this? Take the burden of Jesus, for it is light. His yoke is so easy. The burden that he has for you is so light. I don't know about you, but in the season that we're in, I feel like with everything competing for my attention, the most beautiful moments are often when I can come to God and say, you know what? My soul finds rest in its Savior. My soul finds rest in the Prince of Peace. My soul will find rest in a Savior that holds me in the palm of his hands. And I love the verse that we read at the start. It said, in repentance and rest is your salvation. Everyone right now wants some R&R, but the Bible gives us a different kind of R&R. It says, in repentance and rest is your salvation. In repentance and rest. In other words, in turning from your ways, in turning for what you were doing that wasn't of me, and in coming back to me, there is something in that for you. There is an unlocking for your salvation in resting. Friend, maybe this is a season where you have to turn from some of the things that you've been doing that haven't been from God, and maybe there is a coming back to things that he's always called you to. In repentance and rest is your salvation. And I love that it says that, because isn't it true that Jesus came to fulfill this, that in rest and repentance was our salvation? And if you're watching again in church environment for the first time, I want to let you know and encourage you that in rest and repentance is your salvation. We didn't have to work for it. We didn't even earn it of our own deeds, but still Jesus came for grace to give us. We didn't have to work for it. All we had to do was say, yes, Jesus, I turn from my own ways and I follow you and I accept you as Lord and Savior. That is still a powerful truth some 2,000 years later. And maybe you're saying, Gaz, I hear what you're saying. And I get it. And maybe I've misdiagnosed what I'm going through right now. Maybe it isn't just being tired and needing to sleep. Maybe I am weary. Maybe I do need that restoration. Maybe I do need that rest. But Gareth, where do I find that? Like, do I go to a book or a podcast or a building or where do I go? I believe a great example of what to do is actually found in Genesis 28. And we don't have time to read it right now. But Genesis 28, verse 10 to 18 is a story of Jacob. And Jacob has cheated and manipulated his father for a blessing. And so he's fled to Haran, and arrangements are being made for his safety. And his past is obviously full of danger. So he's stuck in the middle. I don't know about you, but I feel like I can relate to that right now. I can't go back to what life used to be like, but I'm also unsure of what the future holds. So I'm stuck in the middle, straight bang in the middle. He doesn't have a pillow, so he uses a stone to rest his head on. And he has an encounter with God. God begins to show him this amazing picture of angels and people descending and ascending to heaven, and God begins to speak to him, fills him up with hope, fills him up with joy, encourages him. And he wakes up and he says something bizarre. He says this, surely the Lord was in this place. And I didn't even realize it. Surely God was doing something in the middle of everything that I was going to right now, and I didn't even realize it. Wow. He didn't have a pillow, so he had to use a rock. It's kind of like he didn't have a pillow, so he had to rest on God's promises. It's kind of like he didn't have a pillow, so he had to rest on God's provision. It's kind of like he didn't have a pillow, so he had to rest in God's peace. It's kind of like he didn't have a pillow, so he had to rest in God's prosperity. And he wakes up and he acknowledges, you know what? Yeah, I was pretty tired. But what he acknowledges in that verse is more so than being tired. He acknowledges an encounter that he had in that moment that literally restored his soul, that place of rest, that aligned, realigned the perspective that he had, that gave him faith now to persevere and keep going on the journey. And the question I want to ask you wherever you are right now is, in the middle of everything happening with you right now, in the middle of the craziness of the world, does your soul find rest right now in God? Does your soul find rest in a risen Savior in the middle of all the craziness right now? Because there's an encounter waiting for you. There's a word of encouragement waiting for you. Your soul right now to be restored, to be refreshed in that moment. You know, this message this week is an incredibly personal message for Jess and myself. On the Monday, my wife would have been 10 weeks pregnant, which is incredibly exciting. And we got the news through what had happened in the 24, 40 hours before that, that she had had a miscarriage. And so we were on that journey together. And incredibly hard moment, if I'm being honest. A moment that, in fact, we're still journeying through. And as we sat there, we didn't have words. And we didn't have clever thoughts or plans. So we put some worship music on. And we just rested. Because in that moment, our souls needed restoration. We just needed a Savior who we could come to and who would throw his arms all around us in a season where we couldn't even use our words. It felt like we couldn't do anything. It felt like we were stuck in the middle of this sucky moment. Yet in that moment was when God ministered to us the most. I remember my wife saying, you know what, Gareth, were you in the room just then? I said, no. And she said, it was the craziest thing. I was in there and I physically felt a hand on me. A hand as I was lying there saying, everything's going to be okay. And she had thought it was me, but it wasn't. It was the voice of God. In the middle of all the craziness in that moment, and listen, we are still on this journey ourselves, but in a few years' time, I don't know when it'll be, but our kids will watch this. And I want them, after they watch this, to say of their parents that, wow, wasn't their rest found in a Savior? Wasn't their life found covered under the wings of the Most High God? Wasn't it amazing that they ran to their safe place of refuge? And it comes back to the Israelites. They wanted chariots. They wanted stuff to help them with their battle. They wanted every which thing to help them win the battle. And the Lord God said to them, no, you don't need all that stuff. Your true strength is found in coming to me, in resting in me, in returning from your own ways, in quietness, and in trust. And I don't know about you, and I don't know what situation I'm speaking to right now, and I don't know what your story is. Maybe it is a situation similar to Jess and myself, or maybe it's something else, I don't know. But I wanna let you know, let it be said of us, in whatever season you're going through, I wanna encourage you with what King David wrote in Psalm 20, verse 7. Listen to this response. He said, some trust in chariots, some trust in horses. But as for me and my house, we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. Wow. I pray that that is said over Nations Church globally today and in the seasons to come, that they could have put their trust in any which thing. And yes, they went through stuff that was so hard. And yes, they went through the difficulties of life. We get it. Life is hard. Things are scary. We are not denying it. But what we are saying is that in the presence of the Most High God is where you can find your rest. It's where you can find your trust. It's where you can come to. And when everyone is calling you to be busy and do this and that and the other, it's time to come back to our original posture, which is that place of stillness with our God. God, I trust you. God, I find my rest in you. Ready, steady, be still. Be still. Maybe you heard that message, maybe first time, or maybe you've been in church for a long time and you've heard messages like that before. We spoke before about salvation being available. What does that mean? Well, friend, Jesus Christ came and died and rose again for you and for me some 2,000 years ago to pay a cost. That cost, what was it? That cost was sin in our lives, things that we do that separated us from God. There was a standard which was holy. There was a standard of righteousness to measure up to, and we simply could not get it. We couldn't work to get closer to God. We couldn't do something amazing to earn His grace, to earn His forgiveness. So God said, you know what? I'm going to send my one and only Son so that you can be saved, so that you can be brought back into relationship with your loving Father. And all over Perth, Australia, different continents of the globe right now, if you want to come back to Jesus Christ, if you want in this moment to find your salvation, everyone in this world needs to be saved from something in their life. But if right now you're saying, Gareth, I want to be saved. I want to be saved from being disconnected with God. I want to say a prayer with you right now and lead you in a prayer. We're going to say it together. Would you repeat after me right now if you're making this decision? Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you that you died for me, that you rose again. Today, I make the decision to call you my Lord and Savior, my best friend, and I turn from my ways and I give you my life now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, if you said that prayer, I want to encourage you. That is the best decision you can ever make in your life. God loves you so much. As a church family, we are celebrating with you right now, and we want to journey with you. Nationschurch.com or click on I Have Decided. Even right now, if you want to chat to someone on our forum, one of our online pastors would love to chat to you about a decision that you have just made. Hey, church, I hope you're still there. But I want to minister to you for a second right now. And if you're comfortable with it, wherever you are, would you just briefly close your eyes? I want to read this over you. I want to speak Psalm 23 over you right now. That the Lord is your shepherd. You shall not want. He makes you lie down in green pastures. He leads you beside still waters. He restores your soul. He leads you in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil. For God, you are with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. God, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. Your cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you, shall follow your family, shall follow every single relationship you are in all the days of your life. And you, my friend, you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Father, I pray over every person watching this service right now. Minister to them. Speak to them. Father, you alone know every desire and every heartfelt cry. I don't know that. You do. Father, help us to be still before you again. Help us to trust in you. Father, in the busyness of our week, help us to make time in those still, small moments to come back to you, to find restoration, to find rest. Father, to find a Saviour who lovingly welcomes us into His arms. We thank you, God, for what you are doing in this season. We don't take it for granted. Father, shift our perspective. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I hope that has blessed you today, wherever you are watching this. And if maybe that message has ministered to you in some way, shape or form, why don't you let us know online in whatever platform or whatever forum you'd love to do that. We'd love to hear your testimony. God bless and be blessed this week.
Thanks for listening to the Nations Church podcast. For more great content and updates, visit nationschurch.com.